Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Edenor's fourth quarter 2022 earnings conference call. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer section through the webcast chat. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Edenor's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risk, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Edenor and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Germán Ralph, CFO of Edenor. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining. Welcome to Edenor Earnings Webcast for the fourth quarter 2022. As you know, you can always call any member of our team for more details on the results of the period or any doubts you may have. Client satisfaction. Edenor continues to guarantee the electricity distribution services to all its 3.2 million customers, which represents a population of approximately 11 million people. Our mission is to provide a social responsible electricity distribution service, leading the energy transition that contributes to improves people's quality of life, business and community developments, as well that of our employees, bondholders and shareholders. We are committed to our community, which is why we have adopted the best environmental, social and governance practices. We will first focus on the highlights. Edenor has exceeded the investment levels during 2022. As a result of that, the company was able to maintain its quality of services for all its clients, with a record result in our customers' perception of the quality of service, reaching our best records in our key indicators SAIDI and SAIFI, representing the duration and frequency of energy cuts. For the last 3 months, show an improvement of 19 and 13% compared to the same period of last year and extremely below the requirements applied by the regulatory entity. Regulatory framework. On December 29, 2022, an Agreement of Regularization of Obligations Act was signed in accordance with the provision of Article 87 of the Law 27,591, approved by the Congress. The agreement included the cancellation of debt for 57,159 million pesos for the periods expired since September and August 2022, and a credit recognition of 24,174 million pesos. The remaining debt of 38,650 million pesos will be cancelled as established in the law in 96 monthly installments with a 6 month of grace period and with a 50% interest rate applied by the CAMMESA. On February 28, 2023, the regulatory entity ENRE approved the new tariff charts, being 107% as of April 1st and an additional 74% for June 1st, 2023, representing an adjustment of approximately 60% average of the residential customers. Level 1 users' consumption on average of 238 kilowatts per month will have an increase of 348 pesos in the invoice in April and 421 pesos in the invoice of June. These acts done by the government have been a very good indication that the sector is being reorganized and re-established. Regarding our corporate debt, as we announced previously, on October 25, 2022, Edenor completed its cancellation and voluntary exchange of the financial debt of the Class 9 Series Notes for a total of $98 million, issuing a new obligation of $55 million maturing in May 2025, listed in the Social Green and Sustainable panel in BIMA as a social bond. In addition, a senior note class 2 were issued in March 7 of 2023 of this year for $30 million, maturing in November 2024. We would like to thank you, all our bondholders and investors, for the trust in our company, considering the company received orders of more than $50 million for the last issuance. Slide 8 is ratings. This is the summary of our credit ratings. In February 2023, Fitch and Moody's confirmed their rating due to the issuance of the additional senior note class 2 due on November 2024. Gross margin. The gross margin corresponding to the fourth quarter 2022 was 10,689 million pesos, which represents a fall of 39% compared to the same period of the previous years. The accumulated gross margin as of December 31st, 2022 was of 6,607 million pesos, which represents a fall of 26% compared to the same period of the previous year, mainly due to the lack of rate adjustments of 25,016 million pesos and an energy loss of 1,637 million pesos, offset by a higher demand of 4,136 million pesos. In terms of EBITDA, the EBITDA have been positive in 14,074 million pesos in the fourth quarter of 2022, considering the effects of the agreement regarding CAMMESA debt, which resulted in a gain of 18,136 million pesos, a decrease in revenues of 2%, a decrease of 2% in operating cost, and a decrease in unrecognized losses of 15.6%. The accumulated EBITDA as of December 31, 2022 is 6,144 million pesos. Energy sales evolution. The volume of energy sales increases by 4.1%, reaching 5,457 gigawatts in the fourth quarter of 2022, against 5,241 gigawatts for the same period of 2021. Furthermore, Edenor customer base rose by 1.1% compared to the same period of the previous years, reaching more than 3.2 million of customers, mainly on the account of the increase in residential customers and small commercials as a result of the market discipline actions and the installation over the last year of more than 41 integrated energy meters that were mainly intended for the regularization of the clandestine connections. Financial results were a loss of $28,279 million pesos for the fourth quarter of 2022. During the whole year, the losses increases 75%. This difference is mainly due to the higher interest accrued on the debt incurred by CAMMESA. As explained before, on the agreement with CAMMESA was signed and the remaining balance of 38,650 million pesos will be cancelled in 96 installments with a 6-month grace period and 50% interest rate. Net income decreases by 11%, reaching a losses of 14,368 million pesos in the fourth quarter of 2022 against 12,935 pesos for the same period of 2021. There was a higher loss in the operating income, higher financial charges due to the deferral of the payment of obligations with the wholesale electricity market, and a higher positive result for exposure to exchanges in purchasing power, REC-PAM. Capital expenditures. During 2022, Edenor's capital expenditures totalized 33,900 million pesos against 31,653 million pesos in 2021, an increase of 7% in real terms compared to the same period of the previous year. Investment for the fourth quarter of 2022 were as follows: 10,863 million pesos in electricity-related activities, 1,735 million pesos in systems and others, and 1,349 million pesos in project staff and cost. In order to meet demand, improve services quality, and reduce non-technical losses, Most of the investment were assigned to increase in capacity, installation of remote control equipments and the medium of voltage network, connections of new supplies and installation of self-management energy meters. All investments are made prioritizing the protection of the environment and the safety of public roads. Energy losses. In the fourth quarter of 2022, energy losses experienced 15.6% decrease against 16.6% for the same period of the previous year. The works of multidisciplinary teams to develop new solutions to energy losses continues, as well as market discipline DIME actions aiming to reduce them. Analytical and artificial intelligence tools were used to enhance effectiveness in the routing of inspections. And DIME actions continues with the objective of detecting and normalizing irregular connections, fraud and energy theft. In addition, during the period from October to December 2022, 83,141 inspections of Tariff 1 were conducted with a 56% efficiency. For the same period of the previous year, 123,486 inspections have been conducted with a 45.1% efficiency. Moreover, 15,086 integrated energy meters were installed during 2022. Regarding the recovery of energy, besides the normalization of customers with medium meters, clandestine customers with conventional meters were also put back to normal. Moreover, a new energy balance system was implemented, as well as a development of microbalances in private neighborhoods. In all cases, a rate of reduction in fraud has been observed. To conclude, let me summarize the principal events occurred since the change of control. On June 30, 2021, Edelcos acquired the control of Edenor. July 2021, consent from the change of control acceleration clause was reached successfully. Between April and October 2021, the bond debt of $98 million was exchanged and cancelled, issuing a new bond of $55 million due in 2025 and listed in BIMA as a social bond. In September of 2022, a new bond class 2 of $30 million was issued of 9.75% interest rate, Argentine law, and will be due in November 2024. As a result of the debt, as a result, debt maturity horizons cleared for year 2023. By the year end of 2022, we reach our best historical records in services quality regarding frequency and duration of power outages, as well as customer satisfaction index. We also signed the agreement to cancel and compensate with credits with CAMMESA according to the law approved by the Congress, with a remaining debt to be paid in installments as explained before. Recently, the new tariff approval will help to reach the path of normalization of the sector. Finally, last March 7, the company issued an additional note for $30 million, receiving orders for more than $50 million. All of the above shows our management KPIs reaching as well as we would like to thank you again for the trust of our investors.